نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم. Honorable ulama, respected elders, brothers, mothers, beloved youth, the esteemed listeners of Sirius FM, Radio Al-Ansar International, and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher, and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings, and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, tonight is the 13th of Sha'ban, 1443. So many questions enter our mind. What is the meaning of Sha'ban? Sha'ban means yatasha'abu minhu khayrun kathir. It is that month from where so many branches of deen can be revived. When we have a wonderful tree, and that tree, mashallah, you find so many fruits coming from there. So we look at it in admiration. So that is Sha'ban Mubarak. Second, what are the virtues of this month of Sha'ban? Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to fast excessively. Beside the month of Ramadan Mubarak, we know the fasting is mandatory, compulsory. The remaining 11 months in which Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam kept the most fast was the month of Sha'ban. So when the Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked that why do you fast so much, ya Habibana sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he, the master, said, the hadith is mentioned in Sunan Nasai, وَأُحِبُّ أَن يُرْفَأَ أَمَلِي وَأَنَا صَائِمٌ. I love that my actions be raised to the court of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Therefore, it is sunnah tomorrow, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, we all should try and fast. And remember that is sunnah, there is no question about that. You know, in English we say, good, better, best. So if a person fasts only on Friday, alhamdulillah, 15 Sha'ban, that's good. And better than that, we fast on Thursday and Friday. So that's very good. And the best will be, excellent will be, Wednesday, Thursday and Friday. So these three fasts are known as Ayyamul Bees. You look at the moon, it's shining in its glory and beauty. So therefore we all make a concerted effort. Regarding the virtues of Sha'ban, the hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif, Su'ila Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ayyu Sawmi Afdal Ba'da Ramadan. Which fast is the best, ya Habibana, ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? After the month of Ramadan, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Sawmu Sha'ban li ta'zimi Ramadan. That the fast of Sha'ban, out of respect and honor for the month of Ramadan. You know, when you're having a big jalsa, then you have rehearsals, then you're preparing for that big jalsa and the graduation. So this is the preparation, the trial run. And that is how we prepare, inshallah, for the greatest month, and that is the month of Ramadan Mubarak. My topic for tonight, my brothers, sisters, esteemed listeners, is Waqiat and Hawadis. What happened during this month of Sha'ban in our golden history? We will see how far we can go, inshallah. I will try and mention as much, as many as possible incidents. Number one, the ayat I recited now. Chapter 33, verse 56. Chapter 33, verse 56. Where Almighty Allah Jalla Wala Himself is sending salawat, salutations, blessings upon Mustafa Habibuna Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. For you, the ulama and students who know Arabic, there's an excellent book, and you can see it online also, mashallah. Ma'za fi Sha'ban by Sheikh Muhammad Alawi Al-Maliki, rahimahumullah. So mashallah, is our teacher also. He was in Makkah Mukarramah, he used to teach in the Haram Sharif, and then he had his own madrasa, and he passed away a few years ago. So he wrote an excellent book. So some of the things I'm mentioning are derived and taken from that book. This ayat of Durood Sharif. Durood Sharif, what is the meaning of Durood, my brothers? Durood is a Farsi word, a Persian word. When you are a farmer and you're expecting a bumper crop, you're going to sell it at the maximum profit, P-R-O-F-I-T, in minimum time. So that is called Durood. So the worldly benefit you will get, but imagine when you're reading Salawat upon Nabiul Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you will receive the benefit in this world and in the year after. So that is why we call it Durood Sharif. So remember in that book with all the references is mentioned, Almighty Allah revealed this Mubarak ayat of Inna Allah wa Malaikatahu during the month of Shaban fi sanati thaniya, in the second year of the Hijrah. Hafiz ibn Hajar Asqalani rahimahullah, who was one of the greatest scholars of hadith, also mentioned it. So that is the first thing we should know, what khidmat and service the ulama have rendered, that they even informed us in which month, in which year this particular verse was revealed. So that's the first incident we should know. And the more salawat, the more Durood Sharif we read, remember, all our du'as will be accepted. Ulama wrote a secret. They said, whenever we praise Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, we send salawat, salutations, Durood Sharif upon the Master Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Allah will never reject it. Why? Because Almighty Allah Himself sends salawat, salutations upon Nabiul Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So that is the secret of Durood Sharif as well. Many others. Number two, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam migrated from Makkah Mukarramah to Madinah Munawwara. Hadith in Bukhari Sharif. And remember, then when they came to Madinah Munawwara, then the Qibla was still Masjidul Aqsa. Al-Qiblatul Ula, our first Qibla. For 16 to 17 months, Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam faced Masjidul Aqsa. But the heart's desire was to face the Baytullah, the Kaaba Musharrafah. Lo and behold, on the 15th of Sha'ban, inshallah, the big night, auspicious night is Thursday night. It will be Laylatul Bara'ah, Laylatul Nisfi min Sha'ban, Laylatul Jumu'ah. How many blessings, bounties of Almighty Allah there will be upon us. We all should make qadr of it and appreciate it, inshallah. So on the 15th night of Sha'ban, second year of the Hijrah now, 16, 17 months have passed and elapsed, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala reveals the verse, فَوَلِّ وَجْهَكَ شَطْرَ الْمَسْجِدِ الْحَرَامِ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ يَا حَبِيبَ اللَّهِ. Your desire has been fulfilled. Turn your Mubarak countenance, turn your Mubarak jasad athar to the Baytullah, the Kaaba Musharrafah. Then Almighty Allah addresses the Ummah, فَوَلُّوا هُجُوهَكُمْ شَطْرًا. You also turn your faces to the Baytullah, the Kaaba Musharrafah. This incident took place in the second year of the Hijrah and on the 15th of Sha'ban. So we call this Tahweel Qibla. Almighty Allah speaks of it in the Noble Quran, in the beginning of the second juz, the second Supara. Third incident. Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went, when we study the Seerah Mubarakah of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we find there were 27 ghazawat. Ghazawat means where Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself participated. And there were 50 saraya. So saraya means where Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam dispatched and sent out the beloved sahaba, the companions. You go here, you go there, different parts of the Arab peninsula and so forth. But he, the master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, did not participate in that. So there were 50 left. So this happened in the fifth year of the Hijrah. It's known as Ghazwa Bani Mustaliq. Sometime our people, they must pronounce it, it's not Mustalaq. When you study the great ulama and muhaddiseen, they make research of everything. So they discuss this, is it a fatha or a kasra, a zabar or a zair? They say, al-aqrabu wa thawabu al-kasra. So the best is that you read it, Ghazwa Bani Mustaliq. Lo and behold, our mother Siddiqah bintu Siddiq, Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha, her father is Siddiq. You heard wonderful qirat now by Mawlana Zakariya. Our Mawlana Abid Hafidahullah son, Mawlana Zakariya, when I went to Santiago, South America, Chile, I saw him there and he was leading the Taraweeh. I even mentioned it in the latest article in the Muslim Woman. Our Imam was Mawlana Zakariya from South Africa. You heard his melodious reading, mashallah. Allah Ta'ala accept him, mashallah. Then our Qari Sahib, that notwithstanding the fact that he is that, you know, he's blind, but subhanallah, Hafiz, Qari, teaching students, Allah Ta'ala accept Qari Sahib's khidmat also. So he spoke about Mi'raj and all that. So remember that when Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu was informed, Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went for Mi'raj and came back on a miraculous nocturnal journey. Abu Jahal, Abu Lahab, all of them made a mockery and they mocked and they scoffed Nabi alayhi salam, Allah forbid, Allah forbid. Sayyidina Abu Bakr said, if the master said so, I believe in him unreservedly, unconditionally. Fasammahu Siddiqa. Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave him the title, you are Siddiq. Now who is Siddiq al-Adli? Who is Siddiq Sahib Zahdi? Who is Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam's beloved? So my brothers, before this incident of the fifth year, Ghazwa Bani Mustaliq, one day Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam sahaba were coming, returning to Medina Munawwara. Siddiqa Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha is very young. And in qata iqdun li, her necklace fell off. She went to look for it and so forth and so on. The caravan and the sahaba went. So now they're waiting all that. The second incident they went away. This incident they're waiting, what's going to happen? So Almighty Allah Jalla Wala revealed the ayats of tayammum. There was no water there sufficient for everybody. She Siddiqa, Siddiqi Ladli, Siddiqi Beti, the beloved daughter of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq, loses her necklace. She found it after that, but it turned out to be a blessing in disguise, and the ayats of tayammum were revealed. Second incident. Fifth year, the month of Shaban, and now they want to return. Again, her necklace got lost. Now the Sahaba Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam went thinking that Siddiqa, that Aisha radiallahu anha is already inside. So when they went far, they realized Siddiqa said Aisha is not there. Safwan radiallahu an, in those days they should keep one person right at the back, he used to come and pick up the things that they dropped or a person who got lost or whatever. When they saw Siddiqa Sayyida Aisha, Safwan the hypocrite started making propaganda, wild accusations, allegations. Lo and behold, Allah Jalla Wala, brothers, sisters, mothers, Allah Jalla Wala revealed Surah Nur, chapter 24, verses 11 to 26, 16 ayat and verses from Mother Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu anha. She says, our Mother Siddiqa radiallahu anha, I had 100% conviction, Almighty Allah will show Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam a dream. But I never realized and never thought that Allah will reveal verses in the noble Quran to explain and show my bara'ah and exonerate me and say I'm 100% pure and chaste. الطيبات للطيبين والطيبون للطيبات أولئك مبررون. See Allah. The most tayyib and pure is Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the honorable wives of the Master alayhi salam are the most pure. They are totally pure and they are exonerated. Today, We have the enemies of Islam who make this type of allegations, accusations, and they dance around and they say, Aisha finnar, Aisha finnar. Allah forbid, Allah forbid. I've been to Iran and we saw what happens there in other countries. So my brothers, you need to understand, namus-e sahaba, namus-e azwaj-e mutahharat ka tahaffuz karna farz hai. To protect the honor, to protect the dignity of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the household of Nabi alayhi salam is an integral part of our iman and is not negotiable. Always understand this. We have to defend the household of Nabi alayhi salam, and we must defend the beloved sahaba, the beloved students and companions of the master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So on that occasion, then Almighty Allah revealed, remember the bara'at, and exonerated Siddiqa Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha. Usayd bin Huzair came and said, Ya Aba Bakrin, open Sunan Nasai, you will find. Laysa bi awwali barakatikum ya ala Abi Bakrin. Your daughter loses the necklace, we think is a big problem. Allah loves you, Ya Aba Bakr Siddiq, so much. Allah loves your daughter so much. Ayats get revealed in your favor. Imagine. That is who we are speaking about. We should understand this. This happened in Sha'ban. Remember that in the fifth year of the Hijrah. Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam's lovely, his most beloved child and daughter, Sayyida Fatima radiallahu anha. Today, if we tell our brothers or our daughters, Beti Beta, get married in Ramadan, first thing you'll say, but how can you get married in Ramadan? What about the chows? You see, when I was there in Pretoria, like the youngsters here, you know, young. So one youngster told me that I'm going to sit in that masjid there for etikaf. I say, why particularly that masjid? He said, you don't know, the chows there are number one. He said, you get chows there, you won't get in your house. So the intention is not the etikaf, the intention is a big party we're going to have after the Taraweeh and then midnight and then suhoor and that. The jol, the party will carry on. Anyways, youngsters, we say, no man, go sit there, it's all right. Better than running around outside, you see. So my brothers, now we see Sayyida Fatima radiallahu anha, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anha, nikah took place during Ramadan, second year of the Hijrah. Sayyida Fatima radiallahu anha is approximately 15 and a half years. In the third year of the Hijrah, Sayyidina Hassan radiallahu anhu is born. On the fourth of Sha'ban, the fourth year of the Hijrah, Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu's Milad Mubarak honorable birth took place. These are the bala beloved Sibtu Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the beloved Nawasa of the Master alayhi salatu wa sallam. How the Master alayhi salam loved them. Do you know? Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is rendering khutbah and they wearing red colored clothes. They're young. When the Master alayhi salam's dimash took place in the 11th year of the Hijrah, one is 8 years old, one is 7 years old, respectively. And then they fell down, wahuma yamshiyan, and they fell down and so forth. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stopped the khutbah and picked up Sayyidina Hassan radiallahu anhu in one Mubarak hand, picked up Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu in the other Mubarak hand, kissed them, embraced them and said, Sadaqallah, Allah Jalla Wala spoke the truth. Innama amwalukum wa auladukum fitna. Your wealth, your assets, your children, your grandchildren, they are a trial and a test for you. I am the Nabi of Allah, Rahmatulil Alameen, Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But I, as the Nana, the beloved grandson, grandfather, could not see my beloved grandchildren falling, so therefore I went and picked them up. Habibuna, we are belong to Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, O brothers, sisters, children. Hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif. Allahumma inni uhibbuhuma, fa ahibbahuma, wa ahibba may yuhibbuhuma. Ya Allah Jalla Wala, I love this Nawasa, those beloved grandsons of mine, Sayyidina Hassan, Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu. You also love them, Ya Allah, my request to you. And love the person who loves them. So imagine. So it's non-negotiable, my brothers. So Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu, on the 4th of Sha'ban, so the 3rd year of the Hijrah was Sayyidina Hassan, and 4th year of the Hijrah was Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu. So learn about them. See, today we have youngsters, we have old people. If I pose the question, how many ahadith did Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu learn from his beloved honorable Nana by heart? How many? He learned 8 ahadith. If you, the students of deen, you want the 8 ahadith, Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahimahullah in his Mustad Ahmad has mentioned it. Go and study Sayyidina Hassan radiallahu anhu. He narrated and heard 12, 13 ahadith from his beloved Nana. So they would be learning at their tender age, not only playing. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam elevated their rank so much. Al-Hassan wal-Husayn, Sayyida Shababi Ahli al-Jannah. They are the leaders of the youth in Jannah, is hadith sahih. Authentic hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif. So this is Sayyidina Hussein. One day if you go to Iraq, people, when I went in 2000, I'm Abdul Qadir Hussein. And that time was Saddam Hussein, you see. So we're not cousin and uncle and nephew anything, so you must remember that. So when we went there, so we made sure we must go to Maidan-e-Tufuf. You know Maidan-e-Tufuf? Maidan-e-Tufuf is the place where the Ma'arika, the battle took place of Karbala. There Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu dies to a death. And what he did? Go read, my brothers. He raised his hands and he made dua against the people who murdered him. I read their books. I read for you their books. Inna al-imam Hussein alayhi salatu wa salam rafa'a yadayhi wa da'a ala shi'atihi wa qal ya Allah in matta'tahum famatti'hum ila hin wa farriqhum firqa. So ya Allah, if you give them life, then make them into splinter groups, and I make dua against them. This is written in their book Al-Irshad by Sheikh Mufid. Go to Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu's beloved son, Sayyidina Zainul Abideen. What did he say? He's an eyewitness to the martyrdom of Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu. He addressed the people of Kufa. Akhastumul ahda wal mithaq. You took the pledge. You put your hand in my beloved father's hand. Thumma taraktumu wa khazaltumu. And then you left him and you fought against him. بِأَيِّ عَيْنٍ تَنْزُرُونَ إِلَىٰ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ. Tomorrow on the day of justice, as Zainul Abideen is saying, what will you say to the master Habibuna صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ, and how will you face the master? وَهُوَ يَقُولُ لَكُمْ, and he Habibuna صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ will say, قَاتَلْتُمْ عِتْرَتِي, you murdered my family, my beloved Nawasa. And وَانْتَهَبْتُمْ حُرْمَتِي, you desecrated our exalted rank. We are the Ahlul Bayt, we are the household of Nabi alayhi salam. فَلَسْتُمْ مِنْ أُمَّتِي, you don't belong to this ummah. This is written by Ihtijaj, by Tabarasi, all their books. Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu's daughter, and that is, you must remember, Fatima al-Sughra. His honorable mother is Sayyida Fatima al-Kubra, the senior one. And the junior one, younger one, is his daughter, Sayyidina Hussein's daughter. Eyewitness to what happened in Karbala. She told them, for the murderers, Tabballakum, La'natullah alaykum, may Allah decimate, destroy you, Allah's curse be upon you. Qataltum abi kama qataltum jaddi bil ams, today you martyred my father, as you martyred my grandfather, Sayyidina Ali, in the previous era and in the yesteryear. What they said, poetry, Ihtijaj by Tabarsi, see their books. They start singing poetry. What they said? قَاتَلْنَا عَلِيًا وَبَنِي عَلِيِ بِسُيُوفٍ هِنْدِيَةٍ وَرِمَاحِ. Yes, we murdered Sayyidina Ali, Allah forbid. Yes, we murdered Sayyidina Hussein, Allah forbid. We used the swords and the spears made from India. See, brothers, we must learn our history. Then you will be inspired for the future. Learn our history. Our history is not written in black and white. Our Islamic Muslim history is written in black and red, the black ink of the ulama-i haqqani, the true ulama of the past and present, and the red blood of our martyrs and shuhada. That is our Islamic history. So learn about Sayyidina Hassan, Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu. Go on. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala and always wanted that he must be connected to the Master Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam directly. You know Sayyidina Umar? Sayyidina Umar got what the one distinction no one in the world has. Sab aaye Umar ko bulaya gaya. Everybody came. Sayyidina Umar didn't just come. He was invited to come. Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam goes to the Kaaba Musharrafa, the Baytullah, raises his hand, Yadiya Sharifa, and Ya Allah, that bring Allahumma izzal Islam, bi Umar ibn al-Khattab, or bi Amr ibn Hisham. Bring Umar the side, Ya Allah, or bring Amr bin Hisham the side. Umar becomes Umar, Amirul Mu'mineen radiallahu anhu arda. What Umar used to say on the Farsh, Allah used to send from the Arsh. Open Bukhari Sharif, waafaqtu Rabbi fi salaf. Three places I suggested something before the ayat got revealed, and then the ayat got revealed as Sayyidina Umar suggested. Open Allama Suyuti's Itqan Rahimahullah. He mentions more than 20 places where Sayyidina Umar suggested, and Allah sent the verses as according to the suggestion of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu warda. So Sayyidina Umar radiallahu and Amr bin Hisham becomes Abu Jahl, dispatched to Jahannam during the Battle of Badr. And 17th Ramadan, Yawm al-Furqan, Yawm al-Badr, in the second year of the Hijrah. Go on. So his daughter, Sayyida Hafsa radiallahu anha, so remember he wanted to get her married. So he went to Sayyidina Bakr, my daughter, he made some excuse. He went to Sayyidina Usman radiallahu anha, he Sayyidina Usman made some excuse. Lo and behold, in the beginning of Shaban, in the third year of the Hijrah, we find that he, the master, Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam, married Sayyida Hafsa radiallahu anha. Do you know Sayyida Hafsa, Sayyida Aisha? They were such great friends, you must remember that. And they had their light moments also. And Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam also knew this. You see, you brothers who got 2, 3, 4 wives. Last week I performed the nikah day in Houghton, you know. So sometimes we make a joke, you know. So I told them in Maimon, because my connections all getting married, all Maimon, so I performed the nikah in Maimon also. Allah will make us all Maimons in Jannat. Ulaik ashabul Maimonah. You see that? We won't speak Maimon language, we will get our book of deeds in the right hand. Say Ameen at least. It don't mean you speak Maimon, you speak Arabic. But you'll get your book of deeds in the right answer. So I told them that some of our brothers here, I see they got 2, 3, 4 wives. Ivaka varivya in. You understood? They're already walking hunchback. You understood? The 2, 3, 4 wives, they finish them up. Tired, retired, exhausted and finished. You understand? So this type of things here. On the radio I use other words, but I'll leave all that. I'm still on the radio also. So Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. So the point I want to make is this. See, our Ustad, Sheikh Muhammad Ali Sabuni, for you ulama students, he wrote one book, Az-Ziwaj, excellent book. He gave it to me personally day in Makkah. A master, great scholar from Halab, from Aleppo. So that is Sheikh Muhammad Ali Sabuni. He passed away, he's buried in Istanbul. And there he wrote this incident. One day, Sayyida Aisha, Sayyida Hafsa radiallahu anhuma, honorable wives of the Master alayhi salam, in their home, but they were not dressed very smartly. Their clothing was but like, say, shabby, like, you know, not so impressive. But Sayyida Sauda radiallahu anha, in age she was very old compared to Sayyida Aisha, Sayyida Hafsa radiallahu anha. But she was very impressive. Now they said, Hazrat Hafsa and Hazrat Aisha, just now the Master alayhi salatu salam will enter. And we not looking so nice, and she, the old lady, is looking nice. So we have to do something. So we say, what? We say, okay. We say, oh, Soda, you know what happened? She said, what?
They told her, the jal is going to come out just now. She said, what must I do? She said, go there in the storeroom and you must hide there. But they knew in the storeroom, a lot of dust will come on her and her clothing will get melted. So then Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam came and they laughing, you know. So Nabi alayhi salam realized, this is honorable wives. What happened? Why are you laughing? They're not speaking. They say, go see there. They're gesturing, signaling, pointing, go see there. So when he went, the master alayhi salam, we saw that Sauda hiding. What you doing here, O Sauda, my honorable wife? Ya Rasulallah, just now the Dajjal is going to come out. So Nabi alayhi salam just smiled and he went away. He knew that these two, they did all this business. So sometime in life, 15 Shaban is coming. What Nabi alayhi salam said? Hadith is sahih. You students, ulama, I see some of you here. Sheikh Albani, rahimahullah, wrote in Al-Mujalladu Salis, the third volume of Silsila Ahadith Sahihah, hadith number 1144, hadith is sahih. Excellent discussion he wrote. So in that hadith, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, فَيَغْفِرُ اللَّهُ لِجَمِيعِ خَلْقِهِ إِلَّا لِمُشْرِكُ أَوْ مُشَاحِنُ. Allah Jalla wala will forgive the entire creation. Except people who are non-Muslim and people who have that malice, that hatred, that rancor, that jealousy. We don't want to see you. I won't make salam with you. I will not make kalam with you. How many of us are in that situation? I appeal to you, my brother, my sister. You, my daughter-in-law, mother-in-law. How many problems you all have? Many, many years ago, we in Arafat, we all in Ihram. One South African lady comes to me, say, Mufti, I want to ask you a question. I say, Ben, ask, no problem. If anybody comes, so you will think we in Arafat must be something, you know, to do Hajj related. She says, I want to make a dua yeh in Arafat. This doyi of mine, this mother-in-law, she must die quickly. Right in Arafat. I said, Ben, you couldn't think of any other dua. Make dua, Allah give hidayat, Allah bring muhabbat, Allah tada bring love. You want the dua, he must go away. Na rahe bans na baje bansri. You understood? So how we behave like this? Think about it. So anyway, so Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam marries Sayyida Hafsa radiallahu anha. I pose one question to you. Did you, my brother, my sister, ever read two rakats in your life? Ya Allah, reward the azwaj mutahharat, the honorable wives and spouses of the Master alayhi salam, for the great sacrifice they made. Through them, through Siddiqa Sayyida Aisha, Sayyida Hafsa, Sayyida Sauda, and Sayyida Khadija, innaha kanat wa kanat, hadith in Bukhari Sharif. She was unique, no one to take her place. The world rejected me and she accepted me. She believed in me. No one was prepared to give her cent to me. And she brought all her wealth and said, take it, Ya Rasulullah, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. She's the mother of my children. Innaha kanat wa kanat. Did we ever read two rakat salat, reward them, Ya Allah? Think, my brothers. When we speak of love, then we should know all this. So then in Shaban, remember Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam marries that Sayyida Hafsa radiallahu anha. So learn about the Azwaj Muhtaharat. قُلْ لَا أَسْأَلُكُمْ عَلَيْهِ أَجْرًا إِلَّا الْمَوَدَّةَ فِي الْقُرُبَى. Say, Ya Rasulallah, Habibana sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I ask you for no recompense, no wages, no nothing. But one thing you must do, you must love my family, the Muslim family. That is an integral part of Iman, non-negotiable. We must know the honorable wife of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the children of Nabi alayhi salam, the father-in-law of Nabi alayhi salam, Sayyidina Abu Bakr, Sayyidina Umar, all of them. And we must know the son-in-law, Sayyidina Usman, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu. And we must know the grandchildren. So all this is part of our faith. One more incident of Shaban I want to share with you, because today we have lost all this. I'm taking you through from time of Nabi alayhi salam till today. Pay attention, all of you esteemed listeners. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's Milad Mubarak takes place in Makkah Mukarramah. 53 years in Makkah Mukarramah, last 10 years in Madinah Munawwara. 11th year after the Hijrah, Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam makes Parda, the demise takes place. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq, 13 year, he passes away, radiallahu anhu warda, the greatest person to walk on this earth, Thaniyas 9, Surah 9 verse 40, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq, radiallahu anhu. And after all the messengers and anbiya, is Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq, radiallahu anhu. Ending of 23 Hijrah, remember, is Sayyidina Umar, radiallahu anhu, he is martyred and so forth by Fayruz Abu Lu'lu al-Majusi, the shaitan's day in Iran. I saw with my own eyes, it was the 5th of Rabi'ul Awal in 2013 on a Friday, when I went there to Kashan. Kashan is famous for carpets. So this regime there in Iran, they have built a shrine, a mazar, for the murderer of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu, who was a Majusi fire worshipper. You come tell me about Islam, this is what they did. On the 1st of Muharram, the year 24, Sayyidina Usman radiallahu anhu becomes Khalifa. In the year 35, he is martyred. Then 40th year, Sayyidina Ali becomes Khalifa. In Ramadan 40, he is martyred. Thereafter, then remember, Sayyidina Hassan radiallahu anhu becomes the Khalifa Amirul Mu'mineen for 6 months. These are Khulafa'i Rashidin, okay? From the 11th year till the year 40, and then 41 comes. Now a new dynasty, a new rule starts. This is known as the Khilafat of Banu Umayyah, the Umayyad dynasty. The first person to rule in the year 41 was Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anhu. Amir Muawiyah is no ordinary person, he's Sahabi of Nabi alayhi salam. Sayyidina Hassan radiallahu anhu resigned, handed over the mantle of Khilafat to him. The hadith in Bukhari Sharif, Inna ibni hadha sayyidun, Nabi alayhi salam looked at his grandson Sayyidina Hassan and said, La'alla Allah ay yusliha bihi bayna fiyatayn min al-muslimin, Allah jalla wa ala will use him to bring about reconciliation in the ummah. From the year 41 to 60, one khalifa, one ruler, that was Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anhu. We clear? So remember, from the year 41, this dynasty carried on till for about 90 years or so, and they had 14 khulafa, one after the other, one after the other. Okay? Thereafter, we bring the Dawla Bani Abbas, the Abbasite dynasty. So remember, they ruled for more than 525 years approximately, and they had 37 khulafa, 37 rulers and so forth. They would rule, Amir Muawiyah would rule from Damascus, though from Syria would rule the Muslim Empire. Then during the Abbasite dynasty, the headquarters, the Darul Khilafah is Iraq, Baghdad, all that, Harun Rashid and all of them. So you must remember, Iraq made a great contribution. There's no time, others, I'll tell you about Iraq. So anyway, that happened. Then after that, we have Dawlatul Uthmaniyya. And I want to explain to you one point regarding Shaban. So you must remember, the Dawla Uthmaniyya was the greatest empire Islam and Muslims had seen. Remember this, they ruled for more than 640 years. You take starting to ending. How many years? Ottoman Empire, more than 640 years. 37 khulafa, they used to call them sultan. Now pay, open at your mind, open your brain. It's the month of Sha'ban. It's the month of Sha'ban. Gregorian, I want to give you deliberately the Gregorian calendar. 1876, there is a ruler and he takes the seat of Emirate, of the leader of the Ottoman Empire in the year 1876. If you know anything about the Ottoman Empire, remember that two people, their reign and their rule was for many, many years, was Suleiman Kanuni. Those of you who go to Istanbul, who go to Turkey, what you go do there in Turkey? You just see Blue Mosque, you see Hagia Sophia, you see Topkapi, and then he's shopping, and the Bosphorus, and we get busy. You must go read the life of Suleiman the Magnificent. He ruled the Ottoman Empire for 48 years approximately. The longest rule was his.
1876 in Shaban, remember Sultan Abdul Hamid became the Khalifa, became the Sultan. I just want to share three things. He's known as Sultan Abdul Hamid al-Thani. From the 37 Sultan and Salatin and rulers, he was number 34. Sultan Abdul Hamid II. So pay attention. Today also we don't have this. They were not running countries, my brothers. Yeah, you know what's happening and all that. You press the button, they tell you Haziko. You understand? DC, direct current. AC, alternate current. ANC, and no current. You know how things are going. But the price is going up. Already today, one guy told me, he say, April price, petrol, 2 rand 27 increase. I say, Papa, we never even reached the halfway mark properly, but you already sending me for it. He say, I'm telling you. You understood? So you know how to. Ottoman Empire were not running one country. They were running three continents. But this Ummah is unaware. Your North Africa, they were running. Asia, they were running. Your Europe, they were running half of Europe. That is the contribution. Now look at this man, look at his vision and his mission. Sultan Abdul Hamid al-Thani, Rahimahullah II, his rule for 33 years. And he opened thousands of madaris and madrasas and darulums and all that. Millions of students in different parts of the Muslim world and empire studying. A revival came about in the whole Ummah. One. Today we don't have this. In his time, he arranged the rail, the kitab. Today, if you go to Medina Munawwara and you just go outside, you will see they made it a museum. You will see 1-2 trains there. You will see some railway lines. From Damascus to Medina Munawwara, in his time, he made the railway line and everything. He said, people must not have taklif to come and visit Habibuna Mustafa All this is fi mizani hasanatihi. How Allah elevated him. Your Masjid Nabawi, the extensions, the reservation, it was refurbished and all that done by him also. Anyway, carry on. One of the greatest things he has done, which this Ummah has forgotten. So now, 1876, then the turn of the century, then the Zionist movement came. The Jutlas came. They're recording me now. The Jutlas, they're recording me now. So Jutlas, listen. So the Jutlas came, the Jews came, the Zionists came, and they told him, Sultan Abdul Hamid, we got three proposals for you. Number one, give us Palestine. He's listening. They send their agents. Number two, all the debts of the Ottoman Empire, we will pay it and you won't have no balance, no credit, nothing. On top of that, we will give you millions without any interest so the government and the Ottoman Empire can flourish financially, economically. You understood the three proposals they made? Give us Palestine, one. Number two, they said the debts that you are settled with, we will pay everything. So you will not be in the red, you will be in the black. And third, to boost your economy, we will give you millions and you don't have to pay any interest also. What he said, this. You Arab tanpo dictators, murtads, learn from Sultan Abdul Hamid. Sultan Abdul Hamid said to the Zionists that you, I will not even give you a handful of sand of Palestine. You understood, my brothers? He said that is al-ardul muqaddasa. It is the land that was already liberated, conquered during the time of Sayyidina Umar. For me, it would be an insult to give you that which our Umar bin Khattab, Amirul Mu'minin, conquered. One. Two, he told them, as far as the debts go, your country's also got debt, so if we got debt, what's the big deal? And we don't need your money, Allah will give us. But the biggest problem in Islam, in Muslims, don't say Islam, in Muslims today, ghar ko aag lag gayi, ghar ki chirag se. We have become our worst enemies, you must remember. Then Mustafa Kemal Ataturk, so from the 11th year of the Hijrah, I brought you now right up till World War I, and thereafter the Khilafat Usmania falls because the Arab treaties. How the Arab leaders are selling us out now. The hadith is in Sahih Muslim. Waylul lil Arab. Waylul lil Arab. Woe and destruction to the Arabs. Min sharrin qad iqtarab. You can see it openly. Standing in a queue to make peace with Israel. Today again, being murdered and killed, extrajudicial killing of our Palestinian children. If they kill the whiteys in Ukraine, the world stands up. But you're murdering my children, my brothers, our children, there in Palestine for more than 70 years. Who is there to stand up for them? Is their blood inferior? Is it a crime to be a Muslim? These are the questions, uncomfortable they might be, but we need to ask the world. How come you must remember if Russia does something against Ukraine, then the world wants to stand up. But when the Jutlas are murdering and stealing and occupying our land and close our masjid whenever they feel like, then we must be silent. How we reconcile this? You need, my brothers, a Sultan Abdul Hamid. Cry to Allah, Ya Allah, give us another ruler, give us another Khalifa, that we can stand with him, and who will not give the Zionists even a handful of sand of Palestine. That is what we need, my brothers. Therefore, I wanted to share that with you regarding Shaban. My time is up. Insha'Allah al-Aziz, tomorrow is the 14th night, full moon, so we got, you know, normally full moon, the husband tell the wife, honey, see, there's the moon, and then they want to go for honeymoon, lot of stories. So tomorrow you must remember this, that we got the double header tomorrow night, inshallah. That after Maghrib, we will be there in the Musgrave Masjid, inshallah, after Maghrib, Masjid al-Salam, and after Isha, inshallah, in the Avondale. So before we make dua, we thank all of you, all the honorable trustees of this masjid, I don't know you, our Maulana, mashallah, and our team here, Hafiz Muhammad Bassa, my brother Dawood Monli, all the directors of Radio Al-Ansar International, Sirius FM, our brother Faisal Asmal and Yusuf Asmal, and our brother Haji Muhammad Ikhlas and the whole capital group. Allah Jalla wa'ala grant them more capital in this world and in the year after. So make dua, Allah Ta'ala accept us all. My last message to you before we make dua, brothers, sisters, children, to whom you are not speaking with. Don't make stories, he's wrong and I'm right. That's what Shaitan said. Shaitan brought that slogan. Ana khayru min, I'm better than him, better than Nabi Adam alayhi salam. So when you say, no, I'm right, I'm better. So we're not doing, we're causing harm to ourselves. John namyo, Allah ki gamyo. I spoke Mehmand. So if you just humble yourself, never mind, I will go ask him for forgiveness. What will he do? Either he'll embrace me, he'll cry, he'll forgive me, alhamdulillah. Either he will sway me, tomorrow in hadith, in targhib wa tarhib, that person will go to Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam at Hawza Kawsar and for the water, and he will say, Ya Rasulallah, I came for water, bi yadika ash-sharifa, from your Mubarak hands. The Master alayhi salam will say, go from here. My ummati came to ask you for forgiveness and you chased him away. Today you deprive of this work. Think, my brothers, what we are doing, where we are. So ask one another for forgiveness, and inshallah, ummat ke andar jor, unity on haq, not on batil. So they must, now there must be unity on truth, on haq, not on falsehood. So do that before the big night, auspicious night. Allah Jalla Wala accept us all. Make our khatima on iman. Cry for the ummah. See the halat in the Haramain Sharifain and in Masjid al-Aqsa and all our masajid. Allah Jalla Wala reward all of you as well. الحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم لا أحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم لك الشكر كله ولك الحمد كله ولك الملك كله بيدك الخير إنك على كل شيء قدير اللهم لك الحمد بالإيمان ولك الحمد بالإسلام ولك الحمد بالنبي آخر الزمان ولك الحمد بالقرآن ولك الحمد بالأهل والإيال ولك الحمد بالصحة والعافية اللهم لك الحمد بما هديتنا ولك الحمد بما كرمتنا ولك الحمد بما سترتنا ولك الحمد بما أعطيتنا. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم انصر المجاهدين المظلومين المستضعفين في كل مكان. اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين وارحم موتانا وموتى المسلمين. اللهم اغفر لهم وارحمهم وسكنهم في الجنة. اللهم ارزقهم جنة الفردوس الأعلى. اللهم حاسبهم حسابا يسيرا. قال الله تعالى في شأن حبيبه: إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل وسلم على سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم إنا نسألك من الخير كله عاجله وآجله ما علمنا منه وما لم نعلم، ونعوذ بك من الشر كله عاجله وآجله ما علمنا منه وما لم نعلم. اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك وحبيبك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذ منه نبيك وحبيبك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. وأنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ، ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم. اللهم بارك لنا في شعبان وبلغنا رمضان. اللهم سلمنا لرمضان وسلم رمضان لنا وسلمه لنا متقبلا. رب اجعلني مقيم الصلاة ومن ذريتي ربنا وتقبل دعاء. ربنا اغفر لي ولوالدي وللمؤمنين يوم يقوم الحساب. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. آمين.